Okay, beginning Simon Kuf Ayin Tes. Eze Devarim Kruim Hesech Hadas Besuda Shetzarech Lachs Ulvarich. What's the end of a meal? What's a Hesech Hadas? Begins in the Chaber in Aleph. Gamar Sudaso V'Noto Yod of Mayim Achronim. You finished your meal. Now you washed Mayim Achronim. Eini Yochel Lechol V'Lalishtos Ad Shivarech Birchas Hamazon. So you're not to eat anything else or to drink anything else. You have to bench. Ve'im Amar Havlan and Avarich. If you say, okay, let's bench now, let's bless Birkas HaMazon, then have a Hesech Hadas. That's considered to be the termination of the meal. Ve'osu lo lishtos ele'im kein yivarech alav techilin. You can't drink anything unless you make a bracha on that beforehand because you terminated the eating session. Ve'achila dina kishtiyah laharosh. And according to the Rosh, he holds, it's machlokes rishonim, he's going to quote, but the Rosh holds that achila and shtiyah, drinking and eating, same thing. Aval laharav rabbeinu yonah v'haran, achila shayne. But according to the Ran, rabbeinu yonah, no. Eating is different fundamentally than drinking. Sha'af apisha silik yado milechol. Even though you've stopped eating, afila silkal shulchan. Even if they removed the table, in those days they used to have a trays or tables that they were for eating the meal, and that was signifying the end of the meal when they take it away. So if you want to go back and continue eating, ein tzorach levarach pam acheres. According to them, you would not have to make a new bracha. Shekol shelo noto yodov, kolzman, you haven't washed your hands. Mayim achronim lo nistalek legamrei miachila. You're not entirely removed. You haven't totally concluded your eating session. Okay, begins the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Aleph. Right? So, le'echol, right? You finished, you washed, you're not allowed to eat anymore. Hu hadin sheish lizar lechatchila shlo yafsik bedibur afilu ma'at. Not even to speak at this point. To taketh l'natila bracha, because immediately after washing, you should start benching. And the dirshur number two, they bring from Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. Why is that? He writes, shekevan shechiv birkas hamazon chal b'gemar hasuda. Right, since you finished eating, that's when the chiv sets in. Now to bench, v'netilas ma'im achronim nechsheves kisoif hasuda. That's what we consider to be the end of the meals when you washed your ma'im achronim. Chal chiv levorach birkas hamazon takeif lach netilas ma'im achronim. So the chiv sets in immediately. You just washed, you're done. Now you have to bench. V'hosif in the ad shekev and she is sod chiv netilas ma'im achronim. The whole reason why we do this is who mishu melech sedomis. This melech sedomis is dangerous stuff. Al kein therefore chiv. That's why the Chazal said in, you have to bench immediately after your washing. So that you shouldn't forget and touch the Melech Sodomis again after you wash, so you bench immediately right afterwards. Okay, back to the Mishnah Berurah, says, Mehai time, for this reason that we wash immediately afterwards, we bench right after we wash, my machronim, mehai time, yeshli zar sholish hos shihiyah meruba achar natil. You shouldn't wait a long time after you wash the my machronim. Vecholshkin, how much more so? Shlo lasuk beiz eisik, not to do something else. Ach, im tzorech lehafsik bedover nochut, if something is pressing that you have to attend to right away, oh, bedievedim hivsik, or, you know, after the fact, you did, you were mafsik, yitol yodav shenis, wash your hands a second time, kidei lios tekef lintila mayim achronim baracha. So you can have this connection, this joining of the mayim achronim to benching. Then the next Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat in Beis, ad shivarech birchas hamazon, right, that you're not allowed to eat or drink. This is not the same thing as if you would say, it's time to bench. You're allowed to eat if you make the hamotzi beforehand. Once you've washed the mayim achronim, you're not allowed to be mafsik. Many of the posts can hold, there's no iser in eating after you've washed. You have to make hamotzi now beforehand. So that's why the achronim are lenient on this. So yito yodav sheni, just you wash a second time after that now. Because again, we saw that we want to join them together, the washing mayim achronim. Ella the lechatchila das habach v'magen avram v'tzarech lizar bezeh. But really, shouldn't do this lechatchila v'ayim bir halacha mashkesav ne'oy bezeh. He writes, explains more on this. V'chol zel inyan achilas is only talking about eating. Aval hafzik b'dibur, but if it comes to speaking, she'ein roitz lechol lishtois. Nagis that you don't want to eat or drink anymore. Ol his asik be'ez asik, but you want to now do something else. Also lechule alma. Then everyone holds that you are not allowed to. The next Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat in Gimel says, if a person would say Havlan and Avorich, that's like your Hesech Hadas. So he explains, the Chafetz Chaim explains, Havlan and Avorich, Pirush, this means, Ten Lanu Kois Lavorich, come, bring us the coast, we're going now to bench. Ukshemavarchin below coast, let's say you're not, for whatever reason, really proper to, but for whatever reason, the person did not bench with a kos. Im omrim they say, bo nevarich, come, let's bench. Gam kein dina hochi. The same halach would apply. The havi hesach hadas. It's like you've now separated your intentions for stopped your intentions to eat. Vechein similarly, im hisiach daito behedya belibo milishtos od. If you have to resolve to yourself, you're not going to drink anymore. Now you want to drink something. You'd have to make a new shahakol on what you're going to drink. Continues now. The next one is Dalid, that you're not allowed to drink anything unless you make a bracha. Lishtos says the Mishnah Berurah, im mesubim rak lishtia v'omru, meaning there was no food here, it was just a drinking, wine tasting party, something like that. Bo nevarich bracha achrona, let's come and make, say, the bracha achrona, gam kein dino hachi, the same halach would apply in this case, to have a hesa chadas v'os lishtos od below bracha, that you wouldn't be allowed to drink anything else without making a new bracha beforehand. In the Dirsh, he brings in the interesting, what would be the din? In the last paragraph in 6 is Va'adam Sha'ochel Biyom HaKippurim Shi'urim. So you know you're eating a certain amount within a certain space, because according to Halacha, a Maisa Achila means you eat a certain amount of food within a certain time. If you space it out and you eat less than that quantity within a longer period of time, that's halachically not necessarily considered a Maisa Achila. So do you have to make new bracha achrona? And he brings it from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that the Shevet Halevi, Rav Osman, that's all, you don't have to. Okay, the next Mishnah Berurah is hey, v'achila dina kishtia. It's the same thing. V'gemora lo niskar behedya rak le'inyan shtia. It's only mentioned in the Gemara. The Shas only talks about drinking. Svir lei holds to hu hadin l'achila. The same halach would apply to eating as well. And then, what if a person finishes, right? That you've stopped eating. Shesilik yodav milecho. You're not going to eat. Rotzlamus means afilu gemar bedaito shlecho. You know, you in your mind say I'm stuffed. I'm not going to eat anything else at that point. Zayin, what would be the din? Afilu silkel hashulchan. They've now removed the table that you're eating at. Zehu miloshin Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a quote from the Rabbeinu Yonah. Dahainu means vehainu. Af removing the table is more of a hesech adas than just saying havlan and avarich. Afilu hachi, even so, lo mahani le'inyan achila, wouldn't help in terms of eating. Ein mash kesavna bebir halacha bedas rosh bezef. And then sif katin ches. If a person wants to go back and eat, chazur lechiloso kosef hataz. So because now you decided to eat some more, and then as a result of eating some more, now you want to drink some more, says the Taz, ain't sarach bracha l'deya zo gam al hashtia. According to this opinion, you don't have to make a bracha, a new bracha, I'm saying, on the shtia. The bos achil grida, because that's like, you know, it's a noch schlepper to the eating as well. Af. Sh'om mitchila havla nevorich. He said at the beginning, Havlan and Vorich, Velo Myria Shulchan Orach, Betachila Inyan Shtia, the Matzrich Levorich Lechuli Alma. According to that, for drinking, everyone said you have to make a new bracha, Rakish Lo Chazer Gam Lachila, when you're not eating as well. And then the last part is you don't have to make a new bracha, Lo Not Yodav Lo Nistalik Legamri, because you haven't really finished off. Sifkat and Tess explains to Mishnah Berurah, lo nistalik mishum de derech lehigarir meachila ketana legedola. Because, you know, a little bit drags a lot. Velo choshiv hesach hadas gomer. That's not a full, complete ending of the meal. Elikashinoto yodav. Once you washed, now you're finished. Masha enkim b'shtia. But drinking does not, the same thing doesn't apply. Behesach hadas koldahu kvar nistalik mishtia. Mishtia also. V'tzarech levarech shenis kishinimlach. So by food, you know, food's okay, a little bit more, I'll eat a little more, I won't eat a little bit more. But by drinking already, even the smallest amount, when you're done, you're done. Ayin bir halacha, kshiv enu, d'harbi poiskim shtivim kidasa rosh. Okay. D'hav. When you say this, that's the end. Now, even by eating, you can't do that anymore, the bracha. He brings an interesting dirshu about what would be the din with the afikomen. What if you forgot? You did this already. We'll read that inside. Le'inin achilas afikomen b'leil seder, right? Sekasu shochan ochlekama and tough ayin zayin sivbeiz. Mi sheshochach le'echol esa afikomen. Whoops, forgot to eat the afikomen. V'nizke le'achav shenoto yodav l'mayim achronim. Right? You wash the mayim achronim. Oh, shomer havel nevarich. Now what do you do? So yochol zeh esa afikomen b'lo bracha birkas hamotzi. You eat it, but you don't need to make a new hamotzi. Why not? Sabir Mishnah Berurah Sham explains that over there, sha'af shekan huva sheyeshomrim. They're here. We're saying what? She'im omer havla navorich have hesach hadas. Then you're done already. So you should have to make a new hamotzi, right? Im yirzelecho tzorich lachzul navorich. You'd have to do it. Why afikomen is different? So he explains in the dirshu. But afikomen ain't totally bedover bedaito. It's not subject to your whim. I'm hungry. I'm not hungry. I want to eat it. I don't want to eat it. Shehar tzorich lekayim esrotzon Hashem. Hashem says you have to eat the afikomen. Okay, but vade deshach deshich. You forgot about it. It's like because you understand the whole vort in eating the afikomen is because this is what you want to be doing by the Seder. So it's not really a true bona fide hesech hadas. Okay, back to finish up the last part in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'al kein, therefore, lechatchila bevada, yesh li zohir. Certainly one should be careful. Shelo lechol acher sh'omer havlan nevarich. One shouldn't eat after he says this. V'chein posuk b'derech ha'chaim b'do. You should know. If you have to make the bracha, you have to wash as well before that. Because once you already had a hesach hadas, we assume that your hands are askanios, that you're not careful to keep them clean. So you don't make the bracha on it, but you would in fact be required to wash before you make the new bracha. Okay, we'll stop here for today.